I'm guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they took me up the river.
Straight up fabric, okay?
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. Sometimes I'm really grateful that I watch Lalu because I found out what a Fifi is.
Do, 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 do. The more you know.
Yo, you use Fifis to fuck in prison.
You do? Use a Fifi.
You have those two gloves and you fill them with water and you fuck it like there's, like it's whatever you want it to be.
You fill them with hot water so that way it feels like the inside of someone's butt or vagina.
Yeah. Thanks, Lalu.
Honestly, the imagination of people in prison and what they have to do is just, it's kind of inspiring.
I agree. I am inspired.
I don't mean that to sound patronizing. I genuinely mean it. Because I thought that and I went, well, I bet that feels halfway decent. Pretty good.
I don't know. I just was, every time I watch, I'm just kind of like, it does, you do realize this is a different world
than
the one I live in. From where
like
you come
a
from.
Homemade fleshlight or flesh
from
jack.
Where
or
you
whatever
come from. Yo, this is Reality Gaze, Lalu, Love After Lockup.
Lalu.
Season blah 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 batter batter swing.
Season 4, episode 32.
We don't know the title. I looked everywhere.
Oh, I forgot to look. So, well, it's the second episode of Love After Lockup. And for some of you, you might be new to our Reality Gaze Plus because you listened to that.
Are you new?
Are you new? Because you listened to that first shit show and you went, what the fuck is this? Because y'all get ready.
This is starting off to be a good season. Are you drinking out of a Texas cup?
Yeah.
Is it corn on that?
No, it's nobody watches the video. It's the Yellow Rose of Texas.
Oh, of course it is.
Actually, I got this mug for my mother, but I need to tell her to throw it away because it sucks. It's not a very good mug, but she'll keep it.
Texas people, repeat after me. I need to breathe about the state I live in. You all need to take a step back.
I do want to tell people from Texas, y'all, it's kind of like Yale. No one cares that you're from Texas.
No one cares. Because people from Yale, you will find out they went to Yale within the first 5 minutes.
You will. And you will know in the first 5 minutes that someone says, well, I'm Texan. And I'm like,
yep.
That's great. I don't care.
All I'm saying is, it's great you did. But know that outside of Texas, no one gives a shit.
People sometimes in other countries, like internationally, text because they think you have cowboys running around.
That's true.
But that's about it. So,
okay. Saying love your state, swear your fealty to your state. When other people aren't Texas people, respect that.
Respect that. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. So, I have this coffee because. So I'm in Denton.
Oh, no.
I'm at my mother's house, and I wake up this morning. I didn't sleep really well last night. Like, I kind of slept, but it was my first time getting here. And so I woke up. I'm on California, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just need a coffee, and I just need to do this shit with Poodle. And I go down, and the Keurig machine is broken. It's not working. It stopped working this morning. It worked fine yesterday, and the day I arrived,
blomp.
So my mom was putting on her makeup, and I said, well, I'll go get us coffee. Because I knew that there was a Starbucks really close to her. But Denton is a very, like, Denton is not the same Denton. Like, some of the stuff is the same, but it's built up so much. Even if you were back here, you wouldn't remember. All the stuff we went to is gone. So it's kind of like a new city. And
right.
So
But there's, it's not like where I am. Like, I'm in the wilderness where my parents are. I would not be able to get coffee.
No. My mother lives very close. And I know that she lives like 3 minutes from a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And she said, get me a decaf because I can't drink too much because I get my tremors. And I said, that's fine, Mom. So that's
I'm glad we're already to where mentioning what Mom needs.
Well, she does. She's got her essential tremor, and so caffeine makes her crazy. So anyway, I get in the car, my rental car, and I look up Starbucks on my map, and it says Starbucks 3 minutes away, and I went, great. So I go, and it said to go left instead of, and I went, well, I thought it was the other way, but okay. So I went left, and I went this little way, and then it said pull right in, and I went, oh, it's a little strip mall. It's another Starbucks I didn't know about. It was a Starbucks and a Kroger.
Oh, okay.
I'm not done.
Okay. I just want to say I've had it with all grocery store Starbuckses.
Okay, you need to talk about this, please.
You need to, when they list them, they need to stop including those. There needs
Thank
to be
you.
An asterisk. There Thank needs you. To be an, a, sorry, I just said asterisk like my mother would, like, or Texas, like Angela.
I need to validate
there
you. Come
need
on, give
to,
it.
There needs to be an asterisk next to a Starbucks that is in a grocery store.
Yes,
or in
Starbucks
anything.
Dash in store. Starbucks dash something.
Starbucks dash don't go here.
Don't go.
Because the level of employees is not the same. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Funny you should say that. Because I walk into the Kroger, there's no one there, and I went, great. No one's in line for Starbucks. Because it's, you know, December 21st, y'all, the first day of the equinox, it's our new year for the, you know, get your manifesting going. Manifest.
For the Wiccans. Yeah.
Yes, it's true. Channies. And so I'm like, great, no one's there. And I walk up there and all I need are two coffees. I don't need a fancy drink. I just need to pour two coffees.
Two drip coffees. Yeah.
And I walk up and this kid looks at me and says, I said, hi, yeah, I'd like to get a coffee. Excuse me, sir, but I have to take my 15-minute break right now. I'll be right back. And I said, okay, because what am I going to say? It's his break. I'm not going to, like, make a scene.
You don't want to be a Karen. Yeah.
No, like, and so I say, okay. And I look on my map, and it says there's another Starbucks 3 minutes away. And I went,
okay,
fine, I'll go to another Starbucks.
Ooh, I can see how this already is shaping up. You should have stayed.
So I go.
Never go to a second Starbucks.
Never go to a second Starbucks.
I'm going to, don't go with a hippie to a second location. Don't go. Y'all, that second Starbucks is an illusion. It's not real.
It's not real. It's not real because, y'all remember, it's Wednesday, December 21st, okay? 3 days or 4 days before fucking Christmas. I get in the car, I click on the map, it says Starbucks. I'm like, great. I go here. It's a Starbucks in a Target.
Almost worse before. Because it's got a line forever.
I didn't even go. I, for 3 minutes, drove around and looked for a parking place, and I went, I'm not fucking doing this.
No.
And so I scream in the car, and then I pull out, I park, I'm like, where? And I said, fuck you, map. I'm just going to drive. I think there's one here. And sure enough, because my mom lives right off of Colorado in Denton.
Yeah,
so
right, like, where I used to live.
You know,
yeah.
Right, yeah. So she's
right where Paces Crossing used to be.
Yes. My mom is kind of almost right behind the Golden Triangle Mall.
Yeah.
Jackie is screaming right now saying people are going to find you and wear your skin.
There's coffee in there.
Well, I knew that I thought there was a Starbucks kind of almost right by I-35. Well, sure enough, there is. The GPS just told me to go the wrong fucking way. There was literally another Starbucks 3 minutes away with the drive-through and everything. But the drive-through had a huge line.
Ridiculous, yeah.
So I stop And I went, I just need a drip coffee and a decaf coffee. And I walk in, and the guy was very nice. His name's William. He had on like a trans flag, and pronouns were he, him. I loved seeing that in Denton. And so I said, hi, William, how are you? And he said, I'm good. And I said, I just need to get a drip coffee and then a decaf coffee. He says, okay. And he goes to put that in, and he looks around. And he says, well, we don't have decaf coffee.
Oh, no.
But we can make you an Americano. And I said, that's fine, even though I had to wait fucking 8 minutes for this decaf coffee. And I'm sitting there kind of fuming, going, I'm going to be late to start with Jake. And then, y'all, I'm telling you this story because whatever you believe, God, the universe, for me, it's God, the universe, but Judy Garland, whatever, Wiccan, you always are. If you open your mind to it, there's something to learn or get from where you are right now in life. I'm not saying it's where you need to be. I'm just saying there's something to get from it. And I sat there kind of angrily on my phone looking up, and suddenly I hear, Mackenzie? Mackenzie? And I look, and on a cup is a woman, a girl who actually is named Mackenzie.
Stop it, Texas.
And I laughed so hard in the middle of this, and I said,
Thank you, universe.
Thank you, universe.
Oh no, my mother's got wrapping paper. I can see her. Oh no. She's gonna be going, sorry.
You know what? I think I might put the first 10 minutes of this on the free feed just for people to hear the story.
I agree with you. There needs to be...
Because they need to know about Starbucks.
There needs... Well, what my suggestion... You're not going to like this, but my suggestion would be find a local coffee shop.
That's what I prefer. It's my mother who wanted Starbucks, so I went to the Starbucks for my mother. No, Denton actually has, with our friend
Mandy. They have so many. That's what I was going to tell you.
It's right by the square, and our friend Mandy, I met her once, you know, and no, I agree, but
mother. I understand that Starbucks is everywhere, you guys, but there are mom-and-pop places and little places that are selling really, really good coffee.
Oh, so much better.
Need your help right now.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. And so choose when you can, you're going to get, a lot of times you're going to get a better cup of coffee, and you're going to be helping a small business. So
yes.
I really plan, if you're going to plan an outing, instead of going to Starbucks, support your locally owned coffee place.
Well, I won't be going there tomorrow. Although my mother is going. My mother, maybe it's her age, but she is obsessed. I'm like, well, just go to Walgreens or whatever and get a Keurig. Well, no, I looked around and Target has the best price, but you have to order it online to get the cheaper price. If you go in store and buy it, it's not the same price. So I have to order it online, but then pick it up in the store. So then I was like, how much do you save? And my mom says, $3. And I'm like... Just go to Walgreens. I know your mother does the same thing with Diet Coke.
Yeah. Yesterday, I need to tell this, and then we'll get started. first of all, everything in my mother's house, I now when you talk about things that I don't buy because I can keep using them broken, I know where I get it from.
I already knew.
My mother has this like the door has a problem with her refrigerator, and you have to close it really easily or it won't shut all the way. And she made me order the cheapest possible replacement part. And then she's like, I want those UGG boots, but I don't want to pay a lot for them. And so I found these, I said, you can Google like Amazon knockoff or something like that. And on knockoff UGGs. And she was like, we were looking, I thought, she's like, I like those. And they were $40. And as opposed to like $200 bucks. And she's like, But you know, I got these at Burke's Outlet for like $30. So I really, about 7 years ago. So I'd really like to get that price.
Even though we just had the greatest amount of inflation in our country in the last year.
I said that. It was met with a confused face and said, I want to pay $30. So I spent the next hour looking for third-rate, non-suede things that would probably fall apart made of nutria or something.
I don't even know. Is that from a planet of ours?
No, it's like a rodent. I don't even know. And I found her something. It was kind of sketchy. I don't know if it's going to arrive or not. but it was $31. And that was all we needed.
What if you got her an actual pair of Uggs for Christmas? What if you bought her those?
I think she would think it'd be a waste.
That's what. So she wouldn't be able. Would she wear them? Or
she wouldn't enjoy it? No. She'd be fine, but she would come at me about it. She would at me about it.
Why'd you spend this money?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, you keep looking over your computer like you're afraid she's just going to pop out any minute.
I should have told her not to be in the room because she's just hovering all over. And I'm like, oh, God, what are you doing now?
We're also, did you post a picture of Muffin yet in the squad?
I did.
I'll have to look.
Muffin is in the sissy squad. People are saying, I liked Sissy Sally said, to live in South Carolina is one thing, but to live in South Carolina and own a Boykin Spaniel is a profession of faith. And it is true. It is very much a South Carolina thing. It's the South Carolina state dog. They were originally raised by Shep's ancestors from Southern Charm. That's where the name comes from, the Boykins.
Why does he have a Frenchie? He should have a Boykin Spaniel.
Well, because he wants the most elite breed possible. Think about it.
He does.
Yeah, it seems like he would have a Boykin.
Why is Shep's Twitter so good and in person and onto the show he's so shitty?
I think you've answered that question. I think he thinks he has to be a different person on television. Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, 16 minutes in, let's actually talk about this show.
Holy crap. I can't believe I'm saying this, but this Gabby Chris thing is a walking dumpster fire.
Really?
She's absolutely awful. His family is awful. We know that he's awful.
And he's awful. I've actually found out, you know, I know we've talked about the abuse things that happened that caught on video and all that, and she's been doing interviews and stuff, but also
his family was filming it.
Her family. She,
That's what I mean.
Gabby no, filmed it.
I think his family.
Gabby filmed the abuse she encountered. But his family, like Essence or Essie, was trying to say a lot about that she, which there's no excuse for what he did. So we're not.
They're defending him.
Yeah, they're defending
of course they
him,
are,
which is gross. And at the same time, Gabby also has, she apparently assaulted a police officer. So she's dealing with that. So I bring that up because it just shows literally what. It's a walking dumpster fire on all counts.
And we're here to watch it. So y'all, they're still fighting. I'm not going to do a play by play of this. I'm just going
like
to have
that
a
name Essence. And then your nickname is Essie. I think that's cute.
I like the name Essie. I don't love too. Essence, as a name. I like Essie as a shorter form.
Well, but if you ever decided if you wanted to be an attorney or a dancer, you could be Essence.
An attorney?
Well, you know, something professional. You know.
I get what you're saying. So some quotes here are, I'm grown. I'm grown too.
There was a lot of I'm grown.
And then my favorite, your quote-unquote husband, And then they both spend the time calling Chris. They're basically using their relationships with this man as a cudgel to inflict injury on the other.
Yes.
And y'all,
Alicia's just sitting in the back of the car the whole time, just wondering if she's gonna get to see her son. Bless her.
In true Lalu fashion, there is a justice of the peace around the corner, and mommy and daughter. Mommy and sister know nothing of this.
They know
nothing. And they're like, we're just going to sit here and eat in the car. We're not going to walk around there. And I think just around the corner is this justice of the peace.
At the 7-Eleven. At the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Now, but before that, first of all, Gabby looks so fucking stupid with her lip work. It's bad.
I can't believe she paid $35K for that, and she doesn't even look that much better.
I mean, it's very subtle work. So I guess that is good, but she just didn't need it. But her lips look ridiculous. So yes. So the whole point, they finally all get in the car, and because Gabby's like, oh, I get upset, but Chris just makes me go, wah, wah. He makes me so soft and gushy wishy. And I went, well, whatever. So they get in the car and they get there. And the officiant's just on the street, but of course Gabby is like, no one is hugging him before I do. No,
I'm getting the first hug.
Maybe I'm too much of a gay man, as you are as well. And we're just either love or we're too much, just indebted to our mothers or whatever. But I just can't imagine stepping in front of someone like someone's mom is there. I just don't get that.
Well,
we've had this before on Lalu.
It is less about the man and more about the competition. It's completely about being first in Chris's life and being the only person.
Do you feel like this is a good, I don't remember the fancy word, you probably do, but not a metaphor, but a good, I forget what they're called, but to sum up Poodle in his 20s would have hugged Chris first. Poodle in his 40s would let the mother hug Chris first.
I wouldn't be there. I would have made better choices than Gabby.
Well, that's true, yes.
Poodle in his 20s may have not made better choices.
But like, you've like been talked about, like when you were younger, like competitive, but I don't even think you would have done that. Like, it's someone's mom.
I think there's so much animosity towards these two people. And I think this is just to hurt both the mom and the sister.
So much animosity towards just life, period. Gabby's home life is terrible.
And they hate her. So it goes both ways. Anyway, y'all, we see him and I'm kind of like, it's weird when we see someone who we never saw on Love During Lockup. And I went,
it is.
Oh, that's him. We thought we would never see him. And then there he is.
He's not very cute, but he's got a huge dick.
He does. And he basically says, I was in 6 years in prison and then 200 days straight in solitary, which
No. 270 days.
Oh, so sorry. I wrote that down.
Well, I only say that because that's almost 270 days in the hole.
That's inhumane. I mean, either I know that people can commit infractions when they're incarcerated, but that's inhumane.
I think it's inhumane like, too.
I guess I would have liked to see if he did that, I would have liked to know why that happened. Because that's insane.
It's insane. I guess if for any sissies that work, I wish Brittani
would. We have some sissies who work in corrections.
I would love to hear because I would want to know, not as even though I still don't know if the punishment fits the crime, but I want to know like what type of infractions get a person put in the hole for that long because we had
270 days straight.
Because we had Jessica talk about how her boyfriend was always thrown in the hole, and she would act like he was thrown in the hole just because they didn't like him.
It was even worse than that. She thought it was because she was a nurse.
Yeah, but,
and
yes.
They were trying to get back at her.
So I don't believe any of that. So yeah. I would like to. It is funny how not funny. It's sad how we feel. Ironically, y'all, and we're kind of starting to see this, but they're doing this some countries in Europe. Actually, the more infractions and the more someone acts out, that means they need to be incorporated and connected with society more.
Yeah.
So this separating them. Now, granted, if someone's like a child molester and they're going to hurt, that's different. But for a lot of these, it's just the actual antithesis of what actually is healthy and helpful.
So they're working on their communication issues.
Also, they're working on the community. They feel like when someone's part of society, they feel more societal, in a good way, societal pressure to show up for society, that they're a part of something. Like I could go into community psych shit, but we don't have time.
I think that's a big ask for this country.
Oh,
because our corrections philosophies are not that.
I bring that up to say that the whole basis of the way the system is organized and built around is set up to have these people fail, I think, honestly. But that's another podcast.
I think the original intention was not that.
But it is now.
It was to keep them away from society more than anything else and then hopefully rehabilitate them. But I don't think that's necessarily that. So... we find out he does say the police assaulted me. I got a settlement. And then he's going to the bathroom. She goes in the bathroom. I can only assume drops her hairbrush and they have to look for it for a while.
I've done that move. By the way, y'all,
it's so hard to find something on the bathroom floor.
Gabby locked the mother in the back of the car so she couldn't get out to see Chris first. Just let's not gloss over that. Little Felicia's in the back saying, can someone let me out? They child locked this door. So there's that. Chris is talking about he already wants her pussy to be wet. It looked like they were about to actually fuck. And then finally the security guard is like, hey, we're not
doing this. Yeah. Then we are on the street and we are literally getting married here in front of this pigeon, an old piece of pizza.
And 7-11.
Do you take this woman?
And did you see how bored Gabby looked?
Oh yeah. This is about her winning. 100%.
And she says that they have to do this because if not, Chris can't go live with her. Once he on parole, he can't live with her if they're not married. So that's the whole reason.
Which is utilitarian. And I liked it when they're like, love is patient, love is kind. In front of this storm drain, I will now read Corinthians.
And that I laughed too because where they are, but when she's like, love is patient, and Gabby looks anything but patient. She's still like looking
love
around.
Love does not boast. And then you look at Gabby's face and her lips all, and I'm like, this is a mockery actual marriage. Yeah, it's, I could not get over the fact that that poor officiant was reading Corinthians. And I know a lot of people, I will honestly say if I ever get married, I will not have those verses read at my wedding. And it's my Enneagram 4 that will never allow that. They're great verses, but everyone has it at their wedding.
I like it. Well, there's something that you could see. I get it. It's Enneagram. I think there's sometimes I like some shared tradition because it makes me feel like part of a bigger collective. But I get that. I get wanting to have something different. Why is your nose a little red?
Because my face broke out. Is that what you want to hear? I'm a freak. Is that what you want to hear?
I thought you got sunburned.
No. I have a pimple on my nose that just happened today.
Across the whole thing?
Yes.
Y'all, we're not on video, so you've been rubbing it, haven't you?
Yes.
The whole bridge of your nose is just bright red. Looks like you've been giving somebody with a who just shaved their ass and it's growing back, and it looks like you've just been like nuzzling their asshole.
Yeah, sandpaper. This is where before there's a pimple to form, it gets like red and irritated.
I hate that.
But thank you for bringing it up.
Let me guess, your mom already did.
Yeah. What happened to your nose? I'm like, oh, I said it's from the all the temperature changes, and I didn't wash my face. I showered yesterday, and I washed my face, but last night I didn't wash my face before I went to bed. And then in this environment, I have to wash it twice a day, because it's just the dryness, and my face can't handle it. Anyway, no one gives a shit about any of this.
Let's talk about Monique and Derek.
I did want to say, lastly, Essie is just my favorite thing about the sister. We remembered this in season one. Essie's just rolling a joint when she gets a little bit. Anyway, yeah, let's talk about Monique and Derek.
Go ahead, Poodle.
She's calling Calandria or Calanda. I think it's Calandra, her sister. And
my computer keeps changing it to calendar. So if I read calendar, but I type Calandria every time.
And calendar can't believe.
It keeps messing up.
So y'all, we also get another classic, which we saw on Love During Lockup before. I think we saw that with Black and White Cookie and Dalton. When he sent her an outline of his penis, and a drawing. It looks like a kind of an artist rendering. And so she is going to Ohio for 2 weeks to see him when he gets out. They're going to have like a vacation in Ohio, which is an interesting term.
That's not a vacation. That's not.
Sounds like a sentence. And I think Calandria basically says, oh, this is when you know, y'all, we say this all the time, that oftentimes the people on the outside come with more problems than the people who are just been let out of prison. She's putting cameras all over his grandmother's house surreptitiously. He doesn't know they're there, so she can spy on him.
We find out in this episode, y'all, I wrote, oh, this bitch is crazy.
She's nuts. She's yeah, nuts, I think y'all. I think it's officially we can officially diagnose her as with the formal term of nuts.
Yes.
And even the sister is like, this is too dang much. And then she's like, and Monique says, if I see shady shit, he's going to have hell to pay. So, you know, this is the interesting thing is before even I don't know if he's told her anything about his previous relationships with women, but she's basically saying, I'm going to bring in all my shit before you have even a chance to prove yourself to me.
Yes, I'm already going to put you at a lower level so that way you're not. And I'm going to demand that this is my moment and none of your family can be there either.
Again, y'all, we called this last week, and I thought both of us were pretty bold to say this, but this is DOA from moment one.
From moment one. Yes.
And it's not just because we're not sure if she's actually sent him pictures of her that aren't completely filtered.
I just want to say her pictures that she sent him make all of Rebecca's pictures look like they were taken with no filter. From Rebecca and Zied so much.
Rebecca.
I miss them. We need them back.
I think they're tired of doing the show.
No, they were, she told us, remember when we were in Atlanta, we wanted to see them, and she said that they're filming. So I don't know if she's going to be on the other way, or I don't think they are, but
well, they're married.
Filming. Oh yeah, they're already married, but they were filming.
Huh. Okay. Maybe they're on diaries or something.
I think they were filming in Tunisia. Yeah.
So, well, she was over there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had to go back without him for some reason.
How do these people make money? I couldn't just, I mean, we can travel now, but when I had a day job, how can you just leave for 2 months like Nicole and Asin and just say, hey, I'm leaving?
I don't know if Nicole is what I would actually call a career woman.
That's true. By the way, y'all, if you are, that reminds me, if you are new to this, you jumped on this for Love After Lockup at the $8 tier, you get our free shows commercial free as well. But also, y'all get old school classless. And we are at the tell-alls of Happily Ever After season 3 when it was actually really good. So you get all of that. It's at the $5 tier normally, and y'all get it all. So be sure to listen to that.
The salad days. Basically, they're talking to Calandria. They're talking to him on the phone, I believe. And
he don't even like me. He don't even like me.
And remember, he doesn't like her going out at all. So it seems like both of these people have control issues. Again,
yes,
could not be a better recipe for a powder keg.
No,
And that's why this is just so DOA. And they're very controlling. They're checking into a hotel. It turns out she's bought him $1,100 jeans.
She has so much shit, and we see y'all. She wants to control him. But she wants to buy his love because she feels unlovable. She said she spent about $10,000 on... Y'all, I'm sorry. If you buy a pair of jeans that's $1,100, you're an idiot. There's just no reason to buy jeans that are that expensive.
I'm going
to
say this. If they are $1,100, they need to measure you and they need to fit you so perfectly that you don't buy them off the rack hoping they'll fit you.
No.
Yeah.
You don't get a 32 or a 34 when you're really a 33. You get that 33 inseam, bitch.
But $700 Burberry joggers. No. No, 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 no. Unless your money is just, unless you're like crapping money.
Well, what it tells me too is, and I understand, you're coming from being in prison where you are probably, most people are, not all, but you don't have a lot of money, you're broke, you feel probably the status of poor or whatever that is, labels people put on them and society puts on them. So you want to show people that you have money or this or that. But priorities, oh God, I think this is the most DOA Lalu relationship we've ever had.
I'm trying to go back and think.
We've had a lot.
Do you remember the woman, was it Nisha, who lived in that trailer, who always talked like her life was going to go nowhere?
Oh.
And that guy, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was
pretty DOA. This, though, this has all the bad signs in the very beginning.
So she buys him a phone, and she's setting up the phone, and y'all, she is putting location sharing on it.
Oh.
She's like sharing everything so that way she can always read all of his texts and she can see everything.
This is basically he's getting out of jail and then getting into another prison. This is, and he has, and the worst thing is he has no idea. And he, who knows, this guy may be just as controlling as it seems, but to do this to someone without them knowing is awful. This is just terrible. They haven't heard from him yet, and he does finally call. They're on their way to the prison, and they keep seeing this white SUV drive by. I can't believe it's quite the Chekhov's gun that we're going to see fired later in the series. It has to be. If this is a false alarm, I'll be very upset.
Who do you think it is? They're thinking it could be another woman. I think it's his family.
I think it's his family. Yep. Who she has barred from attending his release.
Because this is her moment. This is her day.
Can we move on to my favorite person? My favorite person from this season.
Wes, please. Because
Blighty Day Fiance, we talked about this. Blighty Day Fiance called Ashley Kathy from the comic strip, and it's all I can see.
It's all you can see.
Chocolate!
Y'all, her hair, this woman is the living embodiment of Kathy.
Oh, God. And when she was driving to get him with those rollers in her hair.
Kathy.
Was losing my mind.
Kathy.
Thank you, Matt Sharp, for giving us this woman this season.
Yes.
This is the kind of crazy I needed to make me feel normal in my time here in South Carolina.
It's wonderful. And y'all, again, if you haven't listened to Michelle and Robin at Blighty Day Fiance, you're missing out. They're wonderful. Be sure to. They cover 90 Day, but they also cover Lalu and some other
shows. I think
shows.
They're covering Lalu now.
Yeah, they're covering Lalu.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, he's calling her because he's getting out really soon. She's an absolute mess. She's an emotional wreck.
Yeah.
And she's walking over to see her jewelry friends, Jana and Javier, or Jana and Javier.
Ooh,
and they're like,
Javier.
She buys a lot of jewelry, so we're gonna help her. I think now is a good time for a new. I think every episode, it's looking like this way. I think every episode we're gonna get a Lalu theater of this woman.
Probably. Probably.
I'll be playing Ashley. I believe you'll play a combination of Jana and Javier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else you want to join in with?
My computer wrote Nana. That would be very different if it was Javier and Nana.
And his grandmother?
Yeah.
All right. And scene.
Hi, Ashley. Hi, it's okay.
Hey,
oh my God, we got some beautiful pieces for you today.
I'm about falling. I'm kind of falling apart right now.
Are
but
you
I'm
okay?
So excited.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm great. I just can't wait. Travis and I are gonna meet up soon. And
Travis is who? Who? Your boyfriend?
He's my soulmate, my boyfriend, who I've known for 6 years, but you've never met.
Oh.
You know, been away in Canada.
Well, that would make me sad. Do you want a piece of chocolate? That makes me feel better.
Chocolate! Ack! I should tell you. Ugh. Working for my boss, it's just the worst. And but I should also tell you that Travis is he's a felon.
Oh. Okay. Like
he's been in prison for 13 years and you're gonna be working with him. He is just as sweet as a lamb.
Why did he go to prison? For what did he do?
Oh, just some bank robbery. Gold. Likes the way the gold shines. Oh. He talks about that a lot. Antiques.
So he's never stolen jewelry, right, or anything, right?
Some pieces. But that's what the thing is. We met while he was in prison.
I got
a prison pen pal. And it's nothing like child molestation. Wait, no, he's so not. I promise he's not a child molester. I can promise you that.
Okay. I was a party girl. Were you a party girl?
I was a party girl. You know me. I'm wild.
Yeah.
I just never robbed a bank with a gun. Here's the thing. He's going to be working with me. And you. So if he just goes, if he hails his hand out and goes, stick him up. That's his joke. Okay.
You sure you don't want some chocolate?
And scene. The last bit was just like, will he be tempted at all to take something? She's like, why? he's got the rarest jewel of all.
Oh, I forgot about that line. Oh, God.
You are wonderfully, completely, absolutely disconnected from reality.
She's a perfect reality star. Now, they didn't. We talked about it in the theater, but didn't he actually rob some jewelry? But she didn't tell them that.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't tell. She didn't mention.
She kept that from them, y'all.
Yeah. It's interesting that these are the people she's partnering with, and she's so nervous about telling them this, y'all. And she does the telltale sign of just when she's so nervous and she wants to kind of decrease expectations, she just bursts out crying. Because what are you going to do when someone's crying in front of you? You have to say, oh, that's okay that he's been to jail for robbing a bank and he's going to be working with us.
I feel sorry for her Uber driver to the airport. She's just talking on the phone about her prison boyfriend. It's like, it's so surreal.
They say later on, she basically says, y'all, and this is another huge red flag, but it's so perfect for love after lockup. She's like, I'm going to prove to the world that he's amazing. So it's not only are we trying to kind of restart life for this man through her sheer will.
No.
She's going to prove to the world that it's also about her.
Yep.
That she's going to prove she can rehabilitate this man.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is probably another kind of kink thing that goes along.
Not about him at all. It's all about her. No. I just want to say, travel mistake 101, because Poodle and I have learned this when we were doing live shows. But y'all, you're an idiot if you put all your important documents in your checked luggage. Bitch, take that on the plane.
I could not believe she put that in her luggage. I could not believe. I feel like that was either, that may have been production. I don't know.
Maybe because she said to her jewelers that she doesn't keep her jewelry in her house and she travels with her jewelry everywhere. And I went, did she fly with her jewelry in a checked bag?
So maybe her checked bag was too full of jewelry
for
the papers.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, I would like to put my papers in here, but this 100-year-old brooch is going to have to fit.
The papers that I need just to get my man out of prison. It works out because they get there at like 1 a.m. It's fine. What did you think about her? Not only was she driving there in curlers to get him, but also she gets the hiccups when she's nervous.
Oh, it's so perfect. Everything about this woman is perfect. So it's this, I said, this is like a comedy routine.
It, you know what? I thought at any moment, like, she was going to take off a mask and Molly Shannon would be inside of this woman.
I really should have hiccuped during our theater there. That was that's a failing. That's a failing. I admit it.
I think you're going to have more times.
Yeah. I keep writing, I'm living for this person. I'm so excited this person's in my life. So y'all, she's picking him up. We're going to make love all day long. She's putting on her makeup. The makeup situation's not good, y'all.
She puts on her eyeliner like a high school girl still, and she with a dark rim. Also, it makes sense because when Travis talks about her later when he gets out, we see all the pictures that she sent him. And y'all, it looks like she's just trying to be Honey Boo Boo. They're all super up, angled, literally kissy face.
And is this a makeup issue or is there a rosacea thing happening?
I think she has a bit of red skin.
Okay.
I just want to say this, though. If you are good friends with someone or in a relationship with someone who takes selfies and puckers her lips in a kissy face in a serious way,
intervene.
I think you should end that friendship. I think that's grounds at this point. Why?
Grounds for ending a friendship.
We know better.
Y'all, her biggest fear, she says, is him going back on all the promises he made. She's hyperventilating. He's walking up. He's actually cuter than I thought he would be.
He's real cute.
Covered in tattoos.
She is been over, sobbing, hugging
it's
him.
It's been, oh, like she's losing her her mind. And he's like, this is almost like the Shawshank Redemption, except you did not escape from prison and come out of Culvert.
And you're hugging Kathy, not Morgan.
Not Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
And you didn't have a clever way of getting out and narration. So we also find out, he said, I've been in trouble my whole life. It was mostly the drugs that got me there. I don't think she had mentioned that he had a problem with drugs before. But he's been arrested. He's been in jail 5 different times. So y'all, his punch card is pretty full.
He said, I'm not a good robber because every time I rob something, I get caught. So, but he said, even when he first met her, he said, my first impression was confusion because I started talking to her and she said, before she would even send me a picture, I had to commit myself only to her. And I went, whoa.
Holy God.
Okay. What is your vibe with Travis?
I know where you're going. I think it could go either way. I think he is a con.
I can't tell if he's a con or if he's a little gay. I just got that. They're regardless, I think even if it's not gay, there is a, I have a feeling of inauthenticity.
That's where it is for me. That's what I'm saying. He's more of a con. He keeps.
But he's pretty. I think he's real cute. Pretty eyes.
There isn't a lot of chemistry between them.
No.
I think he's someone who can, he's almost like Lindsay, who can be anything to anyone. Good
he
actor.
Was going to be on Love During Lockup next season, y'all. Yeah. We saw a trailer for that.
He does see later on, he's like, I'm just wide open. He's like, speaking of wide open. And I was like, and we're moving on.
Can we talk about who knew, I'm going to eat these words. Who knew that Justine and Michael would be my favorite couple of the season? Like the ones that I like.
You know
like
what
to
I
watch.
Thought when I was watching? I agree with you. And I thought they have some longevity. It kind of feels like they could be around for a while.
It seems like they really love one another. It seems like they really understand one another. It seems like they both have actually sometimes put the other person first and want the other person.
Right.
We're going to eat all these words.
I know. They almost have like Brittany Marcelino vibes,
yep.
Or even Andrea and Lamar. Kind of that kind of funny, but not as kind of bumbling as Andrea and Lamar are. But there is you do see they and I think Justine got a different edit in Lurder than she's getting now.
She
seems like she's got a lot more street smarts than she had.
She got kind of a, like she was a dumber
ditz.
That's a good word. It seemed like she was a ditz and also that she was really super arrogant in her first edit. We're not getting that at all. This, like, her talking about recognizing that her son is going to feel competitive with him and that her kids are her priority. And so how she's balancing that, I thought was a very normal problem. Not normal, but a very common problem that happens for people in divorce, but especially if somebody's incarcerated. And then now it was just, I guess, too, their edit before, their problems seemed not realistic. And these seem like real problems families have.
Yeah, having to integrate their two families and dealing with the son Santana, who basically seems quite territorial with mom because he won't let go of her. You probably saw a lot of you and him.
I don't, you know, it's not wrong for a boy just to say, I want to hug mama. There is nothing wrong with that.
And then go shoe shopping with him after.
I bet you if you went up to Mother Poodle and said, mama, can I just have a hug? She go, Jaybird, you're going to make me cry. She would. You know what? That's what you should give her for Christmas. Just say, mom, can I have a hug? And she's going to go, I bet it'll be her Christmas wish. All I ever wanted.
Yeah, but then she'd win. Can't have that. So basically, Santana's basically saying, yeah, I think he's Mike's home, and it's kind of weird that he's here because we've known that. It's a very realistic treatment of, we don't often hear from the kids this much. Yeah. So did you get his daughter or son's name? I did not get it.
Get it either. Okay. I also think that a lot of people like, I already forgot her name. Her sister lived in the garage and then her sister moved. And
Tater.
Thank you.
Tater and Chance and her sister.
Connie.
Bonnie. Robbie.
Bobby,
Bobby, we got something to tell you.
You're gonna live in the garage.
Bobby, please don't overdose again.
So, wow, that was a deep cut.
Being alive, we want you alive, Bobby.
So, a lot of people on this show want instant family, that you're going to come here. This is your dad now. This is your mom now. We're all just as beautiful. Justine and Michael, it feels like they actually realize there's going to be a period of integration and that it isn't just going to be this quick fix. We don't get that a lot.
And Michael, they alternate between saying Michael and Michael.
God,
and Mike.
It is so fucking hot.
Y'all, he is up in the pantheon of hot Lalu guys.
Ooh. I mean, she's pretty too, but
every time
hot.
We see him in that confessional look, I'm like, Davy Diggs and that kind of look of that hair.
I love his braids and, oh, ooh. Ooh.
I think it's weird because he's got a big head. The longer hair actually suits him better. The braids look small.
He's got, I think, a big everything.
I agree. And the way he says later on, I've had some whack pizza. This is good pizza. And he's like, do you want to tip them? He's like, I tipped them on the app, honey. He's like, this world is crazy.
This world be crazy. It's true. They don't know that.
And, but they're basically, tonight they're going to a hotel because it's their first night together. And Kylie, spelled some ungodly way I can never remember. I don't want to remember it, is watching the kids. And he's like,
I think this was good though. Like, let the kids meet them, have a moment, and then they're going to stay. So that way the kids don't feel like someone's just instantly in their house. They're staying at a hotel. They can get freaky deaky. Then they can come. The kids can have a little time to process. I think it's actually a good thing.
And he basically says, how'd you feel looking at me naked? So they must have seen each other.
How'd you feel about seeing my penis? And she said,
hot. Turned on.
Oh, yeah. When she said, don't call it a penis. Call it that big old dick.
And then he says, I want to fill your ass up with ranch dressing and dip my chicken wings in it.
I'm not going to lie.
Not, you know what? If someone said that to me, I would have a moment, I would go, and I would go, no, that's hot. Okay. I'm okay with it.
That's hot. I'd be, you know, ranch dressing, Amber and Daniel would be into it.
They would
that reminds us, y'all, if you watch Love in Paradise, it's already been on Reality Guys Plus, but Love in Paradise is on TLC this week. It came out on Monday. We dropped our episodes on Wednesday night. So there are the first two episodes. They're airing two episodes a week on Monday, but we're dropping our episodes on Wednesday. So there'll be two episodes that you can listen to of that.
She tagged us in her story of her ornament. Did you see? I shared it on our story.
Oh, she did. I didn't see that.
Yeah, she tagged us. Of her ranch dressing ornament.
That's really sweet. We love them. But she would probably like that. I will say also when Michael said, I've never had a man say this to me, but if he did, it probably would make my man pussy wet. Because when he said, it's consummation time, I went, oh my. oh my, Michael.
Not going to lie. I agree with you. And
we both, okay. You've been in South Carolina, I'm in tech, and we both need to get laid.
What I didn't understand was the black balloons on the bed. What was this? I didn't even see what they spelled.
I don't know that. I didn't like the colors. It looked weird. I wasn't a fan.
And they're already basically going at it. And the last
thing. See the way he was kissing her?
Yes. Oh, trust me. this made me feel some things. I was feeling some type of way about this whole scene.
And when she laid him down on the bed and his face. Ooh.
Oh. Now, what was she wearing? I'm of two minds. It looks like a bathrobe that she had down to her shoulders and some type of veil.
Well, she was kind of being like, yeah, like a Christmas bride. I don't know. It looked weird.
Like a terracotta robe and a veil that looked like it felt like something someone in a musical would say, I'm gonna be a bride today, singing about their upcoming nuptials.
But a Christmas bride, a Christmas bride. It didn't make sense.
Today I'm getting married, but I'm here in my bathrobe, and today we're gonna have a good time. It was a weird moment.
Show me that dick.
Then we cut over to it looks like lube, and then some other sexual
blurred out things, chocolate,
then Nutella.
Yeah. Hey.
Now I thought, what if they mixed up and used the Nutella as lube? That would be messy.
I've been there, and it gets confusing.
I would imagine.
Yo, let's talk. Whoop, whoop. New couple alert. New couple alert.
Let's talk about Aris and Cameron. Aris is 31 and a data entry person. Cameron
is
30. Where does
she live, Poodle? Where does Aris live?
Tamps.
I'm excited to go back to Tamps. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
She lives in Tamps. I need footage of you and those roosters. So he's been for trafficking of marijuana for 2 years. And y'all,
boy,
this guy, you can smell the weed on him through the screen.
You can. But it also... I'm hoping now with everything, like with President Dunn and everything, that a lot of his counsel taken away.
But no, this guy's funny, and I think
he's kind of
a
short
character.
King. He's a short king a little bit.
I swear to God, y'all, this guy, when he walks into a room, you will be completely overwhelmed with oregano.
Oh, yeah. Yes. He's a good time. I think he's funny. The way he looks at her and kind of raises his eyes. He's hot. He's got an amazing body.
I really hope that this guy could be a lot of fun this season. I'm hoping there won't be a bad side that we see to him. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. I hope he's fun and not a bullshitter and a con.
Yeah.
But more of just like a fun guy.
I worry more about her because she seems like This is someone, it's a little Kimbali-ish from 90 Day, where I found him on the internet and I saw him, I became a fan of his music, and then I became a potential.
He is a rap star. His name's OG Cam. We heard a bit of his music. It sounded good, actually.
I need to listen to more of it. Yeah.
But she said, I listened to his music and I just was like, ooh. Now he's in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's a big deal rapper in Cincinnati. I looked on his Instagram. He has like a fan page. There's like 4,000 people, but I didn't do a deep dive. But she says, I don't play around with my daughter and my family. And she said, if you come for my family, I'll cut your head off and watch you bleed out. Other than that, I'm sweet. Real sweet.
Yeah, I don't think we've heard her full story yet. Again, this is something where I think the incarcerated person is seemingly normal and the person on the outside is not.
Yeah, she says that Cameron is a nerd. She calls him his crazy, nerdy Dragon Ball
Z. Who likes Dragon Ball Z.
I think you're right. I hope you're right. He's just kind of like a nerdy pothead.
Yeah. That's what it's appearing now. This idea, when she looked at him and then she needed to find out who he was and slid into his DMs, means for me that there's a little bit of reality disassociation here.
Probably.
That
yes.
She is, and I think the daughter, Lena, knows that. Y'all, we got another situation of a parented child right now. Because Lena is definitely the boss of this family.
Oh. This girl
just
is
brutal.
Like, she's
brutal.
Like 35 years old.
And they're trying to buy plants, and she's like, well, you're going to got to get one that doesn't die. And we do find out that this is also another little red flag here. And she, Eris says, my daughter's dad isn't in the States, and I want her to have a man in her life.
So that he's international. So she's basically just known her dad on WhatsApp.
Y'all.
I know.
We've said this over and over again. You know this, everyone listening out there. Don't do this for your child. Find someone who you enjoy being with, but don't do it for your child. It's
yeah, and honestly too, if you wanted someone of a different gender in your child's life as a role model, it doesn't have to be the person you're in a relationship
yeah.
with.
It can be their
your
uncle,
brother,
your
father,
uncle,
a
neighbor.
And it sounds like we're just talking about people that can also molest you. So,
your pastor,
your teacher,
the man who owns the bike shop down the street.
That guy, the ice cream truck man. So we just want to make sure
you might want to supervise these visits.
Vet them, but still, you can't develop and have people in their life for that. So.
Lena does say, my concerns, she talks like a 45-year-old businesswoman. My concerns are that my mom spends the same time with me as with Cameron. So I have a feeling, y'all, things don't come out of nowhere. This girl has seen this pattern
before. Yep. I was going to say, children just don't make up things unless they experience it or heard it. So she's seen this pattern before. Eris buys all these plants. And even before she buys them, she's like, let me look at my bank account. Because, y'all, she's spending money on him.
And she's already taken $10,000 out of her 401k. Stop doing this for people.
I wonder if he asked her or not. Because I could see that he... Maybe he did ask her. Maybe he's conning her. But I could also see that she's kind of pulling a Monique thing and trying to just buy his love.
Yeah. Y'all, they're in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I went to school. And he is going to a
Poodle
halfway
consummated
house
there. A lot of relationships there. A lot of consummation.
Ooh, there's parts of me all over that city. And she's like, well, And I, this is another weird thing she says. Y'all, there are so many red flags with this woman, but and it's not necessarily the obvious ones. It's the couple of things she's like, yeah, as long as his groupies don't group up on my man. And honey, it's kind of like, so you want to be the head groupie who gets the prize. It's weird.
It's honey. You're, if you're dating a fucking rap star, you got to let this go.
Yeah. And y'all, then she's playing his music a la Kimbali. It's good, right? It's good.
Good.
It's kind of catchy.
She almost, though, acts more like baby girl Lisa than Kimbali. Because remember, Kimbali, yeah. Kimbali gets that Usman needs to make a video with women. She mm-hmm. gets all that. Baby girl Lisa did not.
Yeah. And... What did she say? I wrote down that dating someone incarcerated means you can have a como? I don't know what that means.
Control, probably control.
Control, thank
That's
you.
That's what you wrote.
That
That's
is the word.
That is the word. He comes out, and the thing that, and Cameron immediately is like, he really wants her to sit on his face. He talks about it like five times.
She's like, can you do that slug thing where you just...
He's like, yeah. She's like, stop. He's like, you just go up and I'm like, hey, up on my nose. Now,
yeah, we get it. We get it, Cameron.
We get it. The only red flag that I get is he talks about drug trafficking and what he was convicted for, but he does say, you know, like a lot of people... will say, like, I did it because I needed to support my family. I was just trying to make money. Cameron admits.
He loves the thrill.
I love the thrill. That's a red flag. That does.
I agree. Yep.
So.
I think.
That's
I think
it. That's except for.
About
she
it.
Left the plant that she bought him in the car, y'all. And it froze and died. So let's hope this isn't a metaphor for the relationship. The only thing that really bothered me, and this really fucking bothered me, he changes clothes in the parking lot or outside on the side of the street because they, I get it, they want to get out of their prison sweatsuits and all that.
Yeah.
They just fucking leave their trash on the side of the road and drive off.
I saw this. This was awful.
Y'all, that's fucking trash, classless.
Don't do that.
Don't fucking classless. Litter. That's it.
That's the show, y'all. I there was one thing when he also says she's got homie vibes, and I'm sure that's, I would not like to hear that said about me.
Well, but people have said you have homo vibes.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, the show
sometimes
is so good.
Sometimes people not so nice. Yeah.
Sometimes people not so nice.
This is a good
episode.
All
right, everybody. It was a great episode, y'all.
I'm loving this season so far.
I am too. We're recording this
mostly
early.
Mostly for Kathy. Kathy. And I'm loving Michael and Justine.
You're going to have to read some old Kathy strips to get material for those theaters.
Yeah.
Did they ever make
coffee,
a cartoon?
Coffee. I need coffee.
Did they ever make a cartoon of Kathy?
I don't think so.
Just Garfield.
Children would watch and go, this is depressing.
This is depressing.
If I'm a woman, will I grow up and be like this?
Be like this? We want to let people know that Lalu is not, because it airs on Fridays, it is not taking a break. It is airing all during the Christmas break. It mm-hmm. is the only show because the people at WeTV are been so gracious and are helping us with episodes early. We want to return the favor. So we will be doing Lalu. You will get a new episode of that on the week that we're off. We're going to record that. So it might be, you know, hopefully not an hour and 15 minute episode like this one, but we'll still cover it.
Well, you had to tell your coffee story and I had to tell my mother's story. So
they did. I still might put that Starbucks snippet on the, because you made a, that's a good rant. I might put that on the free feed as like a teaser.
Those need to be labeled.
I agree. Thank you.
Those need to be called like grocery Starbucks.
Yes.
Or Starbucks Light.
It's not the same. And they don't make the drink. Their caramel macchiato does not taste the same.
And with that note.
And with that note, y'all. Okay, we're going to go. Thank y'all so much. If you're new to the Reality Gaze Plus, thank you so much for supporting us and joining. Welcome to the shit show. We promise you, y'all are going to thoroughly enjoy it. Because not only are you getting Love After Lockup, but come January, you're going to get Extreme Sisters, bitches.
There are triplets this season.
That's all we need to say.
I'm just glad that so far the two sets of twins have not been announced. Although Jessica and what's her name, the Pang Pang twins,
are back.
And it's going to be so dysfunctional, and it's going to take a lot of emotional labor out of me to watch them.
Yeah, because I think one sister is having a baby, is it?
And I'm sure the other's jealous of the baby because that's normal.
But the baby will be talking to her, remember, because they're psychic. They're also psychic, y'all.
Yeah, I let me have this time where I don't have to think about them, because they both of them annoy the shit out of me.
I love them; they're pretty.
Both of the men who are with them need to leave.
They do,
because that is you're in a dead end relationship.
Or they could just fuck each other.
That's true too.
All right, y'all. That's the show. Thank y'all so much for joining and supporting. We appreciate it so much. Go to our website, realitygaze.com. You can leave a review there on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also see all the other shit that we're doing. But y'all, until then, we're covering Below. This aired on Friday, but we're actually doing Below Deck. And if you haven't listened to our Below Deck this week, y'all, Captain Sandy is on the ship and it is gold.
Captain Sandy is coming to Below Deck OG. And, you know, I'm not becoming your captain. I'm taking over for a captain. But now that I'm captain, things are going to change. Because I run a boat the way I run a boat. Understood? Okay.
But it's all the same. But it's going to change.
Except for the anchor watch.
Listen to that. It's so, so good. All right, that's it, Poodle. Y'all have a good week. Have a Merry Christmas or whatever you celebrate. And until then, we will what, Poodle?
Lalu you later.
Later.
Lock me up, throw away the key. Ooh, ooh. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.